Yeah, what's up, everyone? Welcome to Life That Does Lives. You know what time it is. Let's get it.
Wishing in a bottle, this is life after dust. Music was with hot model. We got life after dust, dust, dust by the radio. To come up is a must. Must. You must tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
And we're on. We're on, man. Welcome to Life After Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J, you know how we do it every Monday. Every Monday, we bring you the hot after dust, hot mess Monday. So let's give it up, give it up, give it up. Yes, yeah, so, man, we're kind of tell y'all a little bit about what's going on today's show. Hey, so y'all know I always try to give it, got something different, fresh, whatever, and kind of do my own little thing with it. Well, today we got a business empowerment hour, and actually, you know, pretty much, you know, we have a panel, that's including a panel, and then we're going to keep it business the whole time, because then on the second hour, we got how to be business savvy when it comes to being a model. You know, a lot of models, they don't have to take great pictures. They understand all that, but they don't understand the effect of how to turn that into dollars and how to do it the right way. So we'll be definitely talking to Tima Ree. You know, Tima Ree will be doing what she does best every second hour of the show, which is the Tima Ree hour. And she'll be sharing that with y'all. So y'all be on the lookout for the tips she got of her sleeve. She always got something hot. Now, I want to go ahead and tell y'all who's going to be in today's panel. This panel includes your Keisha A. Rivers Shorty, a.k.a. Cars. And then we also have Eric the App Guy. So definitely, you know, a very, very great team of people who are very knowledgeable in their craft, and they really know, they're really going to help you not only get your business holiday ready, but also how to gear up into the new year and really hit the ground running hard. So, you know, a lot of people always want to say, my New Year's resolution is, you know, what a lot of people mess up is they wait till January starts and then they start doing these things instead of planning the attack now and starting to run now and then letting so that way that when the year does start, you are starting off strong because you can't come, you're just not going to just all of a sudden come out full speed ahead out of nowhere. A lot of people think that's going to happen, and it's because they don't do preparation and it don't happen. Now, of course, you know, a little bit, give you out a little bit of hot mess. You know, from my eyes and things I've seen, yesterday was AMAs. I'm going to be honest, I was one of them people that didn't know the AMAs was on until I accidentally ran to the AMAs. I was like, wait a minute, the AMAs are on. And so, you know, turn into it, click, click. You know, while I was watching the Patriots versus the Broncos, I was watching that game, I was clicking back and forth. And, man, it was some hot mess. You know, for instance, one of my favorite hot messes of the day that was on there, Rihanna, Rihanna, Rihanna. Yes, you got to get the crickets, ma'am. What the heck was with that hair? Was nothing appeasing about it at all. I mean, you really had to explain to me how. Oh man, it just buzzing because if you saw a chick in the hood do it, you know everybody gonna call it ghetto or ratchet, but Rihanna do it. Oh, it's Rihanna. You know, sounding crazy, putting just making up stuff, just saying stuff that don't add up. You know, not. No, coming from people not making no sense. So, I mean, all I got to say is, man, shout out to the people that's really you know, it's really keeping it real, and there's people coming for that hair because, I don't mean the eclipse. I mean, it just, and it was like, I get it. You did diamonds shine bright like a diamond. I get it. I get it. I get it. I get it. I mean, like I said, it makes absolutely no sense. So we gonna get together, Lord. We gonna pray in the Lord get together. So, oh man. So I mean, like I said, it was just with that, it was just so crazy to see in this laughing at. Rihanna's hair is one of the main things. Another thing, you know, much as he's making herself be a topic of discussion. But when hot mess is hot mess is hot mess, man. I cannot deny that. And what was with this goddamn cat behind Miley Cyrus from Wrecking Ball? I mean, oh my God, it's not. It wasn't driving the point for me. It would just bore me. I mean, it more took away from the performance because it was just random big ass cat behind you on the super screen doing all this CG cat doing all this crazy crap and the wink, the crying. I mean, you know, some people that's, you know, cat lovers, so I'm like, oh, that's so cute. It's not cute to me. It's just not. I mean, you can miss me with that. Wasn't something I would just totally move me. It just wasn't really moved at all by it. So, yeah, that was mainly some of the awards that were, you know, that were being handed out last night. People that won. Big ups to that. But and it, you know, and congrats to Rihanna on one end on getting the Icon Award. But on the other end, that's the first Icon Award, and she got it. To me, it just sounds crazy. Like, hey man, it's the first thing to get this award out, and I'm just not. Y'all missing me right now. Y'all are totally missing me. So, you know, again, Rihanna, you know, I'm just calling it how I see it because I feel like when they say icon, it's like, if this is the first time they put the award out, why is it that they have looked over so many other people and say, hey, let's do this and start this up? Because, I mean, it's really just crazy. But, again, they didn't say it was like legend or something. You know, it's just whatever, you know. So, hey, they do what they want to do. It's the AMAs. I don't run it. You know, this doesn't matter to me. They don't pay my paycheck. So, yes, that was just a few of the things, a few of the notes I wanted to make there. And that was pretty much really, man, there was much that bothered me as much. I didn't really get to watch a lot of the show, but I watched a lot of bits and pieces of it while I was watching the game. So, most part, nothing really bothered me too much. I know they was really, man, I get it. Galaxy 3 was the sponsor. But, man, the Galaxy Note 3, let me try to specify that. But do we have to continually... I mean, they were doing the awards on it. They were just doing the most all night long when we get it. It's, you know, oh, we're gonna do the awards on the phone. Like, okay, we get it. I get it. Great marketing, but it's kind of corny. This is a little corny to me. But, hey, you know, I'm just Eddie J. It doesn't matter, I guess. All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and go to a brief music break, and then we come back. We can get ready to get into our panel for today. So, yeah, go ahead, sit back, relax, and chill while we get ready for the show, man. So here we go. T. Hullaby Break Up, and we'll be back.
I thought it was true. trust. There was no more us. Where can we go from here? If I can't believe a word you say, what can we do to make this thing right? If I'm checking your cell phone every day, how can this still be good? If you make me feel oh so bad, who has your love to hold your heart? It's where you should have been from the start. Cooking dinner, find you and a Range Rover. I gave you my heart, I gave you my time. Do anything at the drop of a dime. Somebody else entered your phone. I thought that I was losing my mind. And on top of that, you told me a lie. Where can we go from here? If I can't believe a word you say, what can we do to make this thing right? If I'm checking your cell phone every day, how can this be good? If you make me feel oh so bad, who has your love to hold your heart? It's where you should have been from the start. Why you breaking my heart? I gotta know what to do, baby. Just thinking you get over you.
That's what I'm talking about. Last minute, but I'll take it.
last minute, but they still won it. Hey, they usually lose the last minute, so hey, we take it. We take
one. Yeah, that's what I said. As long as there's a W, I will take it. I was repping with my Cowboys T-shirt. That was the, hey, let's go.
Oh, see, yeah, see, me and you good. Though. Me and you are, me, I'm officially upgrading you to one of my favorite people because now I know you're a Cowboys fan. It just puts you in a higher, upper echelon with me. So now you, yes, I'm so relieved to hear great, just great music to my ears come just hearing from you. Thank you so much.
But see, that was a perfect example. That was a perfect example of using the strategy because they used the clock. They understood what they had to do. And they let the clock tick down, and when the ball was going through the upright, what was it doing? It was clicking down to 0 and 1 so that there was no room for error, and either we were going into overtime or they were going to win it. That's what you got to do. So, hey.
Right. And they're also smart about the fact they were like, okay, we don't want to make Romo have to, you know, we learned this before. How do we?
Yeah,
make
we
got
talking about him.
I'm so proud of him. All right, now I'm going to go over the other line, and we're going to get this part of the story. All right, I want to go ahead and welcome to the show. You know, because everybody in the mom was like, "You got an app for that? Got an app for that?" You know, people ask all the time, but you know, people hear it. But are the business minded people really receiving what they should? I'm gonna go ahead and welcome to the show, Eric, the app guy. What's up? What's up?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, good.
Hey,
Keisha.
Hey, how are you?
Doing good. How are you all doing?
Blessed. I'm blessed today, man. Great. And I forgot this too. Another great reason because today is my mom's birthday, and if it wasn't for today,
happy birthday.
I wouldn't be doing this show today because I wouldn't be alive.
Great. Well, we have to thank her. So happy birthday and thank you, mom.
Yes,
yeah, happy
she was
birthday.
The football game yesterday too. She was, you know, she really gets into it, and yes, we were talking trash all day. So, yes, we're excited. All right, so I want to go ahead and let you each talk about, you know, kind of give everybody a brief intro of who you are before I, you know, I throw some questions at y'all because I've been thinking, my brain's been, ever since I knew this show was going to come up for the longest, my brain's been quick. It's really been thinking stuff because this thing, and I mean, this an hour is not enough. But it's enough to give people just a simple, you know, a simple that pumpkin pie, how to hit it right. Like how they did that Thanksgiving analogy. I know, I know. But we're going to let ladies go first. No, Ms. Keeson, go ahead.
Absolutely.
Tell everybody a little bit about you.
Well, I'm a personal and professional development strategist. And a difference between a strategist and a coach is a strategist is someone who helps you outline exactly where you want to go. And what I do is I help you to look at your end game by helping you to come up with a vision for it, seeing it in living color. And then we do what I call deconstruct to reconstruct. So we backtrack by doing what we call laying the breadcrumbs and looking at exactly what you want to do step by step and then laying the foundation for it and then coming up with a plan of action of how you're going to get there. And so by doing that, I not only help you to do that in business, but I also help you to do that personally. So I have experience as a grant writer. I have a number of years experience by having my own businesses that I started. I have a background in marketing. I went to the Wharton School of Business with the University of Pennsylvania. I have my own nonprofit organization that I founded where I do training for nonprofits as well as small businesses. I'm pleased to be here, and I do a lot of speaking engagements as well as I'm an published author, and I enjoy what I do in terms of helping people to learn as well as to implement and just make their lives better.
All right.
Whoa.
Hey, what's the Eric, baby? You got to follow that up, man.
Eric, I
that was, that was gracefully done.
Hey, look, Eric, I don't know if I can follow that one.
Eric, you got an F for that. Go ahead, Eric. I know you got an F for that. Go ahead.
Woo! Let me tell you, I have been programming since the Commodore VIC-20, so that kind of dates me. But that was the first computer I learned to program with. I learned to hack with. Moving forward, I got my degree in computer science and psychology from Langston University, the only HCBU in Oklahoma, and started a business doing graphic design and printing, kind of segued into the beauty industry, helping stylists. We created the very first stylist social media site before Facebook, actually. And we started looking at mobile apps about 2 or 3 years ago just to kind of see if it was going to be a phase or if it was going to be something tangible. And once we realized the tangibility of it, we just grabbed a hold of it. And so we've been developing apps for businesses and the like for the past 3 years. We have 100% participation for all of our clients in the Apple Store, and I'll explain the relevance of that later. But, you know, the main thing is that we want to make sure that, kind of like what Keisha said, you know, we're strategists as well. We don't just build the tool and then just leave it to you. We kind of devise a plan for our clients, and then we also help them execute it if we can. And so I like what you said, Keisha, how you deconstruct to reconstruct. I like that. That's exactly what you have to do. And so that's who I am. That's who we are as a company, and that's what we do.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and the thing is, well, I like because we're both of you, you know, of course, with your extensive backgrounds. You know, what I like about it is it's something that no matter who's listening to the show and whatever craft they have, you say it applies to them in some nature. You're a model. It's important to you. If you're an artist, it's important to you. You're an author, it's important to you. Comedian. I go down a list of things for days and days and days. But, it's,
right.
I mean, it's really important. Like, really building a strategy because some people just say, you know, for instance, there's my favorite thing. People say, ooh, I want to be a model. And then they just jump in, but they don't have strategy of how they want to attack it. Okay, let me go about it this way.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go, okay, I need to link this photographer, take his advice, listen very closely. And then when I take his advice, apply that to what, you know, apply different things, practice, go home and practice, learn stuff because you can't, things are just going to magically fall the sky into your brain. You got to learn stuff, and then you'll pick up your own sense of what to do from it. And definitely the apps, because Eric, I know apps all day long. Has been, you know, it's one of the things that's been, one of the forefronts is going to be a very big integral part of me in 2014. So, you know, I was excited. Oh, man, can't wait to have him on the show, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
Well, you know, the thing about mobile apps is that if you remember the dot-com race years ago and how everybody was, oh my, I got to have a dot-com, I got to have a dot-com.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had those people who were just like waiting, you know, well, let me see if, you know, I really need a website, well, what happened was by the time people realized I do need a website, their domain name was taken.
Mm-hmm.
The prices had gone up. They had lost some of their the ground that they had gained because they waited so long. These are the things that a lot of small business owners face when technology changes, because technology is always changing. So their first dilemma is this the one I should jump on board with? And so I'm going to tell you all now, this is the one you should jump on board with, because mobile apps are not going away. If you notice, even Walmart sells a smartphone.
What?
I mean, if Walmart is selling a smartphone, that should tell you something. You know, they sell the cheapest phones they can to get you on their prepaid plan, and they now have smartphones available. And so if you as a business do not have a mobile app representing your company in the app store, with this millennial generation coming up, you're not going to be seen as relevant. And that's where we
have a mobile site. Some people don't have a mobile site as that. So, you know, they're leaving behind.
And, right. And the whole thing about it is you have to be strategic when you're thinking about that. And as Eric was saying, is you have to think ahead. And a lot of people are still stuck with reacting. And part of what I do as a business strategist and as a personal professional development strategist is I teach people how to think ahead. We're always looking ahead. We're always looking to the future of what is your future going to look like? What do you want to happen in a successful future? Not a future where you're putting out fires, not a future where you're behind the eight ball, not a future where you're trying to, you know, salvage something from your business or you're trying to, you know, catch up with the latest trends or anything, but you want to picture your business at the pinnacle of success. You want to picture yourself at the pinnacle of success. So if you see that, you know, mobile apps are the thing of the future, you want to see your business where people can reach you if they're out on the go, if they're on the beach, if they're on a bus somewhere, wherever they are, then you need to start thinking and strategizing, okay, what do I need to do if I want somebody to be able to be on their phone, on a bus, in a car, on the beach somewhere, on a cruise ship, and they think about something that I'm doing, and they can go on their smartphone, and they can download something, they can email me, they can sign up for my latest product, my latest service, or whatever.
Right.
Envision that and envision that success, and then be strategic about it and deconstruct to reconstruct so that you can backtrack and say, okay, what do I need to make that happen? And when you backtrack, that's when you know, okay, I need to call Eric, or I need to call teacher, or I need to get with so-and-so, or I need to get with a coach, or I need to get with, you know, enroll in a class, or I need to get with a service, or I need to develop a website, or I need to have whatever so that I'm prepared. It's all about preparation.
Right.
And that's the main thing that people don't do.
That's right, Keisha. You know, there's a spiritual principle behind what Keisha does, you know, that says consider the end of the thing before you start it. And so that's all Keisha is doing, is she's applying a very spiritual principle and helping someone get back on track with what their vision is. And that's very powerful because when you look at when you come up with an idea and you look at the end of the thing, and you say, okay, I want to be here. Maybe you want to be on the beach while someone else is running your company, and you don't have to worry about it. Well, what steps do you need to take to be on that beach? And like you said, you start backtracking. That means something has to be automated in your system. So do I need a website? Do I need a mobile app? Is there some part of me that I need to improve so that I can have a better system in place? Can I let go of this and trust someone else to work this while I go and do this over here? When you look at the end of the thing and you start tracing your steps back, the picture becomes clearer for you. And when the picture becomes clearer for you, it speeds up the actual attainment of that thing. And so what Keisha is doing for everyone is she is helping them to create a clear picture of the end that they want. And then she's guiding you step by step through the process to get it at a faster rate than you would doing it by yourself. Does that make sense? That's very powerful. That's very, very powerful. And I applaud you for that, Keisha. Not a lot of people do that. I talk to a lot of coaches and life coach, and all they do is they give ideas. But what you're saying is that you actually help them create the steps and walk them through. That's very powerful. Very powerful.
Right. And thinking back about what you were just talking about, as far, I mean, in going for both of y'all, we were saying about, you know, this is one thing, is when, hey, here's an idea, do this, here's an idea, do this. There's not enough people. It's ideas, but they're not helping you build a strategy or how to attack it best. Like, hey, because,
right.
I mean, for instance, I do that a lot. Like, out of a mile says, you know, hey, I'm not just going to help. I'm not just going to just say, here's a map. Now go find the treasure. How can you look at a treasure map to go find the treasure if you don't know how to navigate around the map? So I need to know how to navigate around this map and best plan that strategy and how to go around it. It's kind of like, you know, when you watch City Slickers, you know, they got to go find this spot and then they got to find this spot. You know, in order to get to there, they didn't just run out of the way and say, hey, we found the treasure. Woo! It took a strategy of planning how to get to these spots. And people
right.
don't get that. They think that
right.
they just go 0 to 60 and go out of nowhere. And a lot of times, I mean,
right.
it's cool and all, but, you know, you really got to plan it through. And I'm about to jump into the DeLorean real quick and go all the way back. As far as, and definitely want each of y'all's opinions on it, as far as if I'm just starting, let's say I'm just starting out in the business, doesn't matter what I'm starting out, whatever, how does a person best get started? What's the first thing they need to do?
Keisha, I'll let you go first.
Well, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I can.
Okay. All right. The very first thing that I always tell people to do when they want to first start a business is, one, they have to envision what it means to start their business. And by that, I mean you have to figure out what you're passionate about. And that doesn't mean just figure out what people want, but figure out what you're passionate about. Because if you don't figure out what you're passionate about, then you're not going to last. Because when you start a business, you're going to be doing this thing 23, 24 hours a day, 18 hours a day, a lot. So you need to figure out what you're
right.
passionate about. Two, you need to figure out what you are willing to give up to do this.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Because you're going to give up some relationships, you're going to give up some money, you're going to give up some time,
uh-oh.
You're going to give up,
uh-oh.
You're going to give up some things. In order to gain something, you have to give up something. And a lot
That's
of people
right.
don't talk about this. They talk about, oh, you got your own business, you can go wherever you want. I just came back from two cruises during the month of November. The first one, I went on a released and ready retreat with a group of women. We went to Grand Cayman Islands, Cozumel, for 5 days. Then
Love
I came right back and went on a five-day cruise to Bahamas with my mom. And they're like, oh, you work for yourself? You traveled? I was like, yeah, I only worked 3 days so far in the month of November. Working for yourself, great. But they didn't understand. That was my first time leaving the country and doing anything in, like, 10 years. So what are you going to give up to be able to do that? Okay? there's a trade-off there. And then the third
yeah.
thing that I tell people that you have to look at is the first thing, get a three-ring binder, and write down all of your ideas and write down that vision. Because when you talk about spiritual principles, you can have all of the ideas you want in your head, but until you take that vision and you make it plain,
come on.
You don't have anything to work
with. Come on. Watch out.
I've been telling myself that at work, you know. I'm even one of those people because, you know, we can't do at my job, you know, we can't go on saying that. You know, you can only do this, which is cool, but, you know, a lot of people forgot that, hey, there's a such thing at some point in time for computers to happen. We had this thing called paper and a pen. You know, I say that, and I write all my stuff down while I'm at work because I don't want to forget it when I get back home and went back to a computer and able to type it in. That's what I plan all day. No matter what I'm doing, my brain's on my stuff, like you said, something that you're passionate about 24/7. Even in my sleep, I'm thinking, ooh, how can I do this and not wake up? You know, I'm even doing that when I'm asleep. So, hey.
So when I tell people they want to start, you have to look at what you're passionate about. You have to think about what you're willing to give up. And then you have to write it down. And I don't say type it. I say write it. Because like you said, you have to write it out in your own hand. Then you can type it if you want to, but it's more powerful if you actually read what you've written. I have a lot of notes that I write down in my notebook, and then I go back and I transcribe it. But you have to write it first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, from a technical standpoint, when you're getting started in business, a lot of things that people don't think about is what is my marketing budget. They just jump in. I want to start a business. They have no budget set aside for anything. And then they complain when people are not walking through the door. Mm-hmm. So one of the first things I recommend is setting aside a marketing budget. And it does not have to be a lot. It just has to be consistent. So if you can do $50 a month for your marketing budget, then do $50 a month until you can increase your marketing budget. But be consistent. That's what's going to get you over the hump. Be consistent about that. The second thing is let the experts do what they do so you can do what you do. Don't try and build your own website on Wix, on Ning, and places like this. I know it's very convenient and it's very good for people who use it. I have no problem with any of those companies. But my problem comes in is when you come to me and you want me to fix it.
And as a Ning person, I can say this. A lot of times what turns people off, and I try to tell them, I noticed from years of practice, I was noticing, okay, duh, why have I been trying to, you know, people come in and the only reason why you would know is a Ning because you know Ning. But other than that, I really took my time understanding, okay, I need to change this up a little bit. How can I apply this? A lot of people don't get, okay, yeah, you got these basic things to utilize something from. But how are you going to make it different and not make it like something else that everybody else has? And what's going to make you stand out? At the end of the day, I can put two chicks that are the same size, same cute face, but what did she do a little bit different? You know, she did something different.
Right.
She put a bow on the right side, not the left side, or something like that. Just little small things. And so, I feel the same way because I look at, I see some people, they just kind of, they're making Ning and it's like basic stuff out the box that Ning does. Like, hey, here's a thing you can use for your pay. And it's like, oh, God, just use the basic thing they gave you. Turn it into something that looks different. Like, it burns people out on Ning. Build type site. So
here's the reason, Seti. The reason it does that is because that's not your profession.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? You are not the graphic designer. That's not what you do. So you put aside the money and you hire a web designer. to design you, what you, because it's your vision, and you have to protect your vision, and you have to represent your vision in everything you do. And so you have to let the professionals do what they do. So when you come to us and you need a web design, we ask you, what's your vision? What do you see? Tell me what you see. And then we work with them through that so that they can transfer to us their vision. Once we got it, we got it, and we can move with it. But if you just go out the box and you, well, here's cut and paste, oh, my website's up, and then you wonder why you don't get the respect that you wanted, it's because of your website. This is how you're representing your company. There's a problem with that.
Go ahead. I know where you're going with that. Go ahead. Finish that point.
For a web designer to come in behind what you did and fix it, they're not going to use that platform. They're gonna create it all from scratch, and it's gonna end up costing you more money than if you would have did it right the first time.
Right.
And those are the things that people need to understand. You need the website, and watch this. You need social media. You need a blog. And you need a mobile app. And then you need for someone to teach you how to make all of those things talk to each other so that you can improve your rankings in your industry on Google. Because guess why? Who owns the Android store?
Yep.
Google.
And if you're trying to use Google Plus, it helps your stuff too. They knew exactly what they was doing.
Watch this. Sadie, who owns YouTube?
Google.
Google.
They started
who owns the search
engine? They know what they're doing.
You see what I'm saying? So watch this. When you incorporate all of those things into your marketing, you cannot help but get good rankings on what? Google.
Right, especially ours. There's some people still. It's 2000. We're approaching 2014, and there's people who said the quote unquote, "Oh man, I know everything," but it's some people that don't know what an RSS feed is. It's 2013, and don't know what RSS feed is. That drives me insane because they knew what an RSS feed was. I guess I was like, well, I can't be on Twitter and I can't be on Facebook all at the same time. It's just too much work. Yeah. But and they be wondering why, man, your Twitter always got stuff because I'm smart. You had to use your blue eyes. That's a simple trick I just gave y'all. RSS feeds could have made all our things happen because my Facebook fan page is always visible content and my Twitter is always visible content. Because I make them work, like what do you say? Make them work for you. I do not catch it.
Yeah.
Make the stuff work for you so you ain't got to do 10 times as much of the work. People want to post on Facebook, then go post on Twitter, then go post. I'm like, that's too much going on. Like, save the steps.
Right.
Especially those tools.
I'm going to tell you something that's funny. Years ago, when Twitter first came out, I wrote a book called Tweeting Your Way to the Top. And it basically told people how to get 10,000 followers, how to monetize Twitter, how to get advertisers to use your page, to pay you money and all this stuff. But I say that to say this. At that time, I set up an RSS feed for my personal page. Do you know, truthfully, that RSS feed is still running today, and I don't know how to turn it off because I forgot the password. And people still think I'm online posting on my personal page. And I'm like, it's just all automatic. It's just been doing it for years, for 5 years now, it's been doing that. 2 posts a day, every day, including Sundays, and people still think it's me on Facebook and Twitter. But it's not. It's something automatic I set up that I quit using and forgot the password to shut it off.
Now, see, we all just thought we were engaging with you. Oh, goodness, you've been misleading us all this time. But the whole thing about it is that when people look at all of this, they tend to get overwhelmed by it. And what you're right. showing them is it's not something to be overwhelmed by if you think strategically about it. And in order for you to be strategic about it, you have to have a vision for it, and you have to actually look at the big picture and say, okay, what do I want to achieve? What do I want to get from
right.
this? And you can't just look at it haphazardly and say, oh, well, you know, I'm just going to open my business and everybody's going to come to me and I don't have to worry about it. It doesn't work that way. You know, I have notes to self on my Facebook page because part of what I do as a personal professional development strategist is I do motivational speeches. I do speaking engagements. I have a book called Be the Creator of Your Success, Not a Victim of Your Circumstances. So I give people Ooh. These little notes to self and these little postings that, you know, it may say things like, you know, the one I posted today, it's not about what you don't have that's important. It's about the resources, talents, intuition, ideas, connections, passion, ability, and determination that you do have that makes all the difference. So it's things like that that I may post every so often. And people follow that.
Right.
You know, I don't have to post a long, drawn-out thing, but it's just little things like that that I'll post. And I'll post it on my Facebook page. It gets to my Twitter feed, and I may have other things that go up. But with those things, I already have an idea that because of the fact that I do my Released and Ready tour, I have my Note to Self, I have a book that's a collection of those, which is tied into my podcast that appear on Wednesdays. I have my strategic groups that meet. I have my tour. I have my individual strategy groups that meet. All of these things are tied in together. So it's mm-hmm. not haphazard. And when you know what it is that you want to offer and how you want to offer it and how you want to engage with people, then you know how you want to put everything together. But if you
right.
have no clue, then you're just throwing darts in the wind. I mean, every time I post anything, mm-hmm. it's got hashtag released and ready. It's got hashtag cards. It's got Keisha A. River Shorty with it. So I'm feeding into my SEO, you know, all the time. And that
right.
way, when you go to releasedandready.com or you go to cardsgroup.com or you, anytime I do an interview, those things show up repeatedly. And that's
mm-hmm.
part of my branding strategy so that when people do a search, they find me immediately. And when you do a search for Released and Ready, you find me immediately because that's
mm-hmm.
all part of the strategy. You have to be strategic.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be deliberate about it. Business does
right.
success in business is not an accident.
That's right.
All right, now I got
That's
now.
Right.
We got two more points I want you guys to touch on because these two things are right around the corner, and kind of give you up before I have you go on each of them. One is the holidays coming up. Two is 2014 is coming. Now I'm gonna go back to the first one, the holidays. Of course, one of the big things to do for holidays is Black Friday. And then now they've even added new
mm-hmm.
stuff like Saturdays now, Small Business Saturday, and then they have Cyber Monday. So as far as I'm a business,
mm-hmm.
I'm a small business at that. If I'm a small business, how can I utilize these simple days of, you know, taking advantage of things to come buy into me? How can I take advantage of these times of year, no matter what I'm doing?
Well, I would say
one of the first things.
Yeah, go ahead, Eric.
Go ahead, Keisha.
One of the things that I would say is you need to have something going on with social media, and you need to find a way to have people not just engage with you on that one day, but figure out a way to have them plug into you on that one day that'll keep them plugged into you for the rest of the year. So have a way for them to, if they go to your Facebook page for a contest, for a giveaway, or a gift certificate, or a percent off or something like that, and then that way they can plug into your email newsletter or something like that where you can continue to give them information about your products and your services. Sign them up for a VIP program that you have that's going to be launched next year where you're going to give them first dibs or first information about your new products and services that are being launched. You know, come up with a register them for your new mobile app where every time you have a new product or service coming out, they'll get a text about it. Do something different that will engage them. You don't have to necessarily have them buy something from you immediately, but you want to have them engage with you on the long term. And that's where a lot of small businesses miss out. They forget that people don't have to spend money with you right now. You want to have them with you the long term.
It's just kind of like when you go to Sam's, they give you those samples, and you're like, oh, my God, it's good. And all of a sudden, you go buy this whole big old thing of it that you didn't plan on buying when you walked out of it.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. And, you know, me and Keisha are of the same mind. You want to, and it's not too late. One of the major things I would do right off top is temporarily change my Facebook banner, because everybody is recognizing Black Friday. And so you change your Facebook banner to say, hey, be on the lookout for our Black Friday promotion. And then create a fan page. And in order to get access to the fan page, they have to like your page, and they have to enter their name and email address. That's going to capture their information. That's going to give you a like on your page. When they get to the page, then like you said, announce a contest. You know, we're going to give away a free dinner for two, or we're going to give away $100 worth of clothes, or whatever. Whatever it is that you can do, create a contest and run that contest for a certain amount of time so that you can gather names and likes and build your list. The reason people say the money is in the list is because these are people who want to hear from you. Download our mobile app. If you don't have a mobile app, that should be part of your strategy going forward in 2014. Let me go ahead and get my app ready. Because, look, it takes time to build an app. And then Apple has a two-week manual approving process. And so if you don't have an app now, make the plans for later, like Keisha said, so that what you can do is you can tell people, hey, we're going to be sending out exclusive invitations, exclusive coupons, exclusive deals in our mobile app. But use the holiday season now to start collecting those names and information. And a simple contest would do it. People love contests. And truly, if you really want to connect to your people, shoot a short video about the contest. It doesn't have to be long. But look, videos get better rankings. So if you shoot a video about the contest and plug it on your page, now people feel like they know you. They see your face. They hear you talking. It don't necessarily have to be professionally done. Grab your smartphone, your iPhone, your Galaxy, or whatever. Shoot the video. You've seen some people shoot it in their car. They hold it. they holding a phone and shooting it in their car. That ain't professional.
They got millions
on
of
people
going to use
So you don't have to spend them. You don't have to spend the money, but you need to be creative right now. Millionaires are made in hard times because creativity is sparked. And so if you don't have necessarily the money, you need to open up your creative eye to figure out how can I gather these names so I'm not in this same place next year. That's what you need to do.
You know what it is, and as we get on closing in about a couple minutes, it's really the fact of a lot of people. I've been telling people this all the time, and they're like, "Oh, you're being upside the head just all the time." But it is what it is. Time and money. Which one do you want to use? Because money, you know, it's going to take you time to get to spend to get money. But money can't buy time. So the thing is, if you ain't got the money, you better be willing to spend the time. Of course, that means it goes back to what Keisha said earlier. You're going to give it up. There's going to be time you got to give up. You know, you can't, and it's not going to be, it's going to be a lot of time that you got to give up because you don't have the money to match it. You don't have the money to help you aid in it. You're going to be giving up a whole lot of time.
Right. And you know, the truth of the matter, Sandy, is that success is going to cost you a price. And so you're either going to pay with money or you're going to pay with time. If you have the money, it will shorten the period of time that you have. But if you don't have the money, then you will have to pay with time. And it's a longer process. Sometimes it's more grueling. But if you want to be successful, life demands that you pay that price. So you have to determine, am I going to use my money or am I going to use my time? And whichever one you decide on, don't fret about it. Just do the journey because you made the decision. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. And once you make the decision, then you honor it with the action. And once you honor it with the action, stick to it and move forward. And when you look at the holidays and then you look at going into the new year, you never go into the new year without a plan of action of what you're going to do differently to make this a better year than the year before.
That's right.
Always. A plan of action of what you're going to do differently to make it a better year than the year before. You never want to go into the year the same way that you came out of it. Never. Even if you had the best year ever, I always want to get better. I don't do New Year's resolutions. I always say, how am I going to make myself better? I never say I'm giving up anything. I always say, how am I enhancing myself? I'm always enhancing. I'm never giving up. I don't give up, Jay.
See? Yeah, man, when you mean New Year, man, I'm going to do a big for a New Year, man. Y'all just wait. Y'all wait and see.
I don't have to wait.
See, like I said earlier in the show, when you play wait and see, you wait, you're going to wait, and when January comes, you're going to see that you weren't prepared. That's what wait and see means to me. Because the people say, well, I'm going to lose weight. For my New Year's resolution, I'm going to start losing weight. Or when 2014, y'all going to see it different me. I'm going to start losing weight in 2014. Why don't y'all start getting in that gear now? Start that way your year can start off right. Like you said, people trying to, they think they're going to be, you know, IndyCar races tomorrow, so it's not happening. Like, come on now.
Right. Well, that's like that old adage. The man who has money never has to tell you that he has money.
Exactly.
Right.
If I'm sitting here barking about, man, y'all wait and see, nigga, I'm going to do the good. I'm going to do this.
Yeah, I'm going to be the good, man. You just wait. You know what I mean? I hate passive thinking. Like, you know, or passive doers. You see, I'd be more, because, I mean, in this case, it really is a result of passive thinking, too. You know, you can sit here and say, you're a word. But you're not, I mean, when you say something, people say something like that, it usually comes to pass. He's not going to, you know, but, hey, oh, man. But so as we have come to the end of the hour, I want y'all to go ahead and, you know, remind everybody how they can, what you tell about how they can find you, or as I like to call it, stalking, how they can stalk you on your social media, on websites, and your websites and whatnot. Because it is stalking. It's just low-key stalking. They really are. People are like, ooh, I want to see where, if his brush is cheap now. Ooh, how did she come from? You know, it's just low-key stalking.
Stalking. Social media stalking. Yes, I have a few of those, actually. Okay, well, I'll go first. Well, they can stalk me on social media. it's Keisha, K-E-I-S-H-A, A, Rivers Shorty. And no, I'm not short. I'm 5'10 without my 5-inch heels. And it's facebook.com/K-A-Shorty. Or book.com/releasedandready. And they can find me on my website at releasedandready.com or www.thecarsgroup at carsgroup.com, carsgroup.com.
All right. Eric the app guy. We have an app for that.
All right.
Go ahead, let them know how they can find you.
the best way to reach me is definitely on Facebook, and you can just do a search for Eric the App Guy, and it'll come up. That's absolutely the best way to reach me. If you have questions about mobile apps, do I need a mobile app for my business? Do you know? I'm just going to tell y'all the truth. If you need a mobile app, I'm going to tell you. If you don't, I'm going to tell you. You know, that's one of the things where I'm very transparent like that. So Facebook, do a search for Eric the App Guy. Reach out to me. Let me know what you thought about the radio show. Say, I appreciate it. Hopefully can be back, you know, and chop it up some more. Keisha, it was nice to meet you. I'm going to look you up on Facebook, Keisha. I'm going to stalk you.
Oh, I like interaction now. You can't just stalk. You have to interact. You have to participate. So,
you can't be one of those people that hide behind a bush. You got to jump behind the bush and say hello every now and then.
I've had people meet me in person who say, "Oh, I found you on Facebook. I don't mind." So you know, keep in mind, I do carry a taser. So, so you got to come correct. So you know, I am 5'10". I do usually roll in 5.5-inch heels. So that makes me about 6'3", 6'3.5", 6'4". And, so, and I used to play tackle football, so, I'm a tomboy, so.
Wow,
okay.
You put it out there. Don't mess with me.
Yeah, I'm nice, but don't mess with me.
Don't mess with me. Just mind your business. Mind your business.
Yeah, mind your business.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and bring in the host for the second hour because we know she got stuff on her sleeve. And again, I thank you, Eric, and I do thank you, Miss Keisha, for both coming through. It was definitely a show that, it was just wonderful. It was another great show. I love when people have something to lead with and something to apply right away and go, okay, I'm going to apply this. And they got some, but you know, it goes back to the final point of it is strategy. Make sure you plan this. It's good that y'all listen, but make sure you know you're retaining the information because you're not putting a strategy to it. It's not going to mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Thanks a lot for having us and wish you a happy Thanksgiving and you guys, you know, eat up and enjoy it and y'all have a safe one. And
I am. I'm gonna eat lots of turkey and drink lots of eggnog, and eggnog is against me on the toilet a lot. So there we go. Turn up. All right.
All right, y'all. Have a good evening.
Thank you too. All right. T, what is good?
Nah, let me stop.
I've been singing all day, so you're good to go.
You say what?
Oh, man. I said, I've been singing all day, so you pretty much get to go. You had to get one out. I've been singing all day.
What the deal?
Nothing much, man. It was an hour. No, people, it was an hour of power.
Hour of power.
Yes.
That's good.
Yes, it was definitely going great. People was good with learning how to be very, how to handle their business and not just, it's one thing to think about, hey, I want to be this. But if you don't have a plan into action, it means absolutely nothing.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. So I guess that's what I'm going to elaborate on. Yeah. So, how's up? What you do? How was the weekend? Look at me. You know I always got to start off with that Monday because sometimes so much can happen over the weekend and it's best, you know.
Well, the Cowboys won, so that's a good thing.
Oh, did they?
Cowboys win.
Shout out to the Cowboys.
Great day. How about them Cowboys? First place in the NFC East. Anybody say that, but it is what it is. So
you say they win?
Yes. First place in the NFC East. Yeah, but first place.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. 100% sure, man.
Look at me, but are you sure?
100% sure. I cut my facts all the way in and out at Becky Vernon Davis for getting to the point. So I am now officially definitely. I was already first place in fantasy football, but I'm just making the league get worse and worse. So now I am not 8-3. Two more games left. I win the next game. No one's coming for my spot. So it is what it is.
People about us, the stuff y'all be doing on the game.
I be going in, man. I got a little bit of everybody on my team. Hey, you know what's funny? I didn't even pick these people. I was actually doing a party at the time when I was supposed to be drafting people, and they automatically drafted me for them. But they gave me folks that produce. It's been a great season. I don't know how that happened. So, yes.
Thank you.
Now, I know, speaking of weekends, how was your weekend? I know you we got to keep up with you.
My weekend was fine. I went and saw the Best Man Holiday. Oh, my God. Are you talking about cried, laughed some more, ended with a stuffy nose. Everybody was boohooing. It was so funny. You're talking about everybody crying inside the movie. All you hear on certain parts is people sniffling and stuff. I couldn't do nothing but laugh at the end because by the end of the movie, I promise, even guys were in there crying. That is truly a must-see. Yeah.
Then now, what do you think about the thing that's been put out? You know, it's been put out on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all over the place. This is picture that's out. How they always do the memes and whatnot. Like they had the picture up top where it says,
"Yeah."
But then it's like, well, bam. Okay, there's something out there that's like they show they said ladies say, "Ooh, I want a man like God's the best man," and then there's a. And at the bottom, it has a caption that says, "That's only in the movies, baby." No, because every last, because Tay Diggs, Cha-Ching, guy from Lost, I have to get his name so hard, so long and hard. We remember.
Oh, Terrence Howard,
Tay Diggs,
Morris
Chestnut.
Oh my God.
And I mean, that's a prevalent thing. A lot of the other one was like, yeah, you I want you to be like, yeah. You know, it's like, okay, but he's not checking up with you, so what does that say about you? Oh. So, yeah, I laugh at that sometimes. You know, it's one thing, you know, remember
whatever. Movies are made to entertain you, and you know, so a lot of stuff can be applied to real life. But at the end of the day, remember, it's a movie. It is a movie.
Yeah, definitely. But I mean, you can a person, and one thing about a woman, a female, we're gonna dream. You cannot take that away from us. So we can want a man like that, not necessarily meaning we're going to find it, but it's okay to want one like that. I want a relationship like Best Man Holiday. I want my man to be dancing for me on the holiday and singing and throwing his hat at me.
Oh,
no, I was about to start crying again. No, I'm playing. I'm a cry baby. I cried on Good Deeds. What else did I cry on? You name
Lion
like
King.
An emotional movie. Who?
Lion King.
Hell no, I ain't cried on Lion King.
When Mufasa died, they make you sad?
No, I was a little kid.
I was ready to tear up that whole place. I said, oh no. Car,
I'm
getting the truth ready before Gary goes, shake somebody.
I cried on Daddy's Little Girl. I'm a cry baby, so I'm on the movies. You know, I'm at the movies. I'm trying not to be sitting here, you know, crying and stuff on dates and stuff, looking like a little bitch.
Did you cry during Bambi? Bambi was... That was pretty sad.
No, this is just I got older. Now, when I was young, I didn't really understand some of the stuff that I was watching. And when I was old enough to start watching what I wanted, like 13, 14, I wasn't trying to watch the damn Lion King and Bambi and stuff.
They
I was
shot,
trying to watch Friday after
they shot his mom. Wow.
What?
I will still never forget it. They shot Bambi's mom. Yeah, that was,
oh, boy.
Wow, that was, that's
oh,
when shit got real. Man. I was like, oh, shit, this is getting real.
Bambi mama probably was in the way. No, I'm playing, y'all.
It went from 0 to 60 too quick. I wasn't ready for this.
Mom, what just happened?
Yeah, it was one of those moments that scared the crap out of me. But I know it's hard. I know you got a topic up your sleeve today that, you know, we definitely got to dig in. Because you are an expert in the topic. We were talking business earlier, but we keep it moving. But we're talking business from your perspective as far as the modeling industry, because you are a woman who definitely understands it, certain moves you have made, and certain ways you have learned how to bounce back even when things don't go the way they're supposed to go. You know, as far as, you know, kind of give us a beginning part to how they all should, how people should approach it, kind of let the people know. They'll give us some good information.
Okay, yeah, for all the models, I'm going to give some feedback on how to basically have your business and make it successful for you. I caught the last part of your show about you're either going to give time or you're going to spend money. And to just pretty much add to that part, you have to figure out, because everything, when you first starting off as a model, everything isn't, you're not going to have everything paid. And I know when I first started off as a model, to be successful at anything, you have to be willing to invest in yourself. If you're not willing to invest in yourself, you can't expect others to want to invest in you. That's the main thing. So, you know, you want to make sure you have a portfolio, a nice portfolio. Don't just have an average portfolio. Really go out the way. You want to have glam editorial, all type of shots in there. But once you have your portfolio in place, also, any person who is trying to be a successful model, you want to have a portfolio. You want to look into a comp card. And you want to also make sure you have a resume. And the resume, you want to list all your experiences, everything that you've done as a model, so that way when you send that resume, people have that as well. You don't have to worry about sending a long-winded email trying to sell yourself. Your resume should sell you.
resume, comb card, portfolio. Those are just some basics that a model should have when approaching the entertainment industry. Once you have that done, you want to focus on that. Because everything is always a growing process, and nobody can do everything all at once. It's levels to this. No, it's not. It's levels. So you have to first start off with the basics, find your photographer. My thing of it is I'm the type I like to be exclusive, so I don't like to work with a lot of different photographers unless they're paying, but I like to just stick limit myself with certain photographers because people see that loyalty, too, when working with you. What else is some good stuff? Oh, you need a website. If you, any business, not just the model, any business, you should have a website that people can go to find out more information about you. A lot of the time, models will limit themselves to just like urban model or just fashion. You want to try to be, if you're trying to be a successful model, you want to try to be more of a supermodel, meaning you want to do runway fashion shows. You want to videos. You want to do all of that. And starting off as a model, you may not find all those gigs to be paying. If you can't find them to be paying, good. But you might have to start figuring out. My thing of it is if I'm going to invest my time, because time is something you never can get back. So if I'm going to invest my time in a project, I want to make sure this project is really worth money, basically. So if I'm doing an event and it's not a paid event, say, for instance, someone want me to do a video shoot and they're not paying me, before I agree to do a free video shoot with anybody, I want to go see what type of following base it is, what type of following base they have. Are they going to be able to help my career as far as at least helping me get a more of a reaching a broader fan base? If someone's asking me, okay, well, Tim Marie, I want you in this video shoot. But I go to their website and they know I can't pay you. And I go to their website and I see not just their, I'm not just talking about their professional website. I'm talking about like Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, all of those. If I go to their site and I see that my following base is way is broader than their following base, then that's when I have to make the determination, do I want to work with this person, being that I'm able to reach more people than they are. If you choose to do that, then, I mean, that's your call. But my thing of it is if I'm not getting paid, I want to make sure whatever I do is going to benefit me in the long run. I never want to do something where I look back and I feel like, dang, that was a waste of time because you can't get there back. So, if you do like free stuff, my suggestion is to just really do make sure that it's worth actually being free. Because some stuff you do get it's worth it. Like, somebody might need you in a video, which more people that are real popular, they're going to, Trey Songz, Beyonce, in their videos, they're going to pay you regardless. But you do have some artists who's local artists that's real hot, and maybe they're just local artists, so their funds might not be to where they can just pay any and everybody. But if it's going to be good exposure, like a Paul Wall video, J-Dawg video, then that's not, these are Houston artists too that I'm calling out, and I know we have more than Houston people, but those are just some of the names I can think of off the top of my head. But that's good exposure because, those names are hot. So if you're going to say, hey, I was in Beyonce video, I was in J-Dawg video, it's just that name, and people are going to say, oh, she worked with this person, I want to work with her. So it might have been done free, but at least that time was worth it. Like, I did an event, and it wasn't like a paid event, but guess who I got to meet and guess who I got to take pictures with and who I got to interact with? Killer Kalyan. So it was all, it was worth it because that's more exposure. I'm going to post pictures, and people are going to say, oh, she fucks with Killer. Let me follow her. Let me, it's going to create a soul. It's going to help my social base. So if it's not helping my pocket,
it needs, you know, it should be improving my social base. That's my whole point. It has to be benefiting you some kind of way. Never do something free where it does not benefit you in any type of way, because it's a waste of time, and no one has time to waste.
Now, I got two questions. This is going to go, this is going to be devil's advocate on both sides. Okay, first one is, you know, I'm a model. Let's say I'm a model. I have never, ever done any professional work yet. And I have rates on my page. What do you think about that?
First off, if you want, like my whole thing of it is, if you want people to pay you, you need to be able to show them that you're worth the pay. That's my whole thing. Now you can request that. You can say, oh, I'm unpriceable, or I have these set prices. But if, say for instance, if I want to book, if say for instance I have a casting call, I need a model for a lingerie shoot. Look at me, lingerie, love it. Don't judge me. No. I need a model for a lingerie shoot. You send me selfies. That's not preferred. To me, in my personal opinion, when I respond to casting calls, I do not send selfies unless they ask for selfies, because you always want to present. If you want people to take you serious, you have to present yourself in a professional manner. So if you don't have, if you want to get paid and you don't even have something as small as a portfolio, good luck. That's all I can really say, and I'm not being mean. I'm just being honest, because my thing of it is, if you say you're a model, the first thing I ask you, if I don't know you from Adam or Eve, and we sitting here, we at a club event, and you walk, you know, you say, hey, T. Marie, I'm a model, you know, trying to see, you know, get some advice on what, you know, what can I do to better my career. The first thing I'm going to ask you, you tell me you're a model, the first thing I'm going to ask you, do you have a portfolio? If you don't have a portfolio, in my mind, you're an aspiring model. You're not a model, because you don't have a, every successful model has a portfolio. You show me a model that's successful without having a portfolio, and then I'll rethink it. But every successful model has a portfolio. So before you can worry about getting paid, you have to do a portfolio. You have to get your portfolio together. When I first started off modeling, I had to pay people for photo shoots. I had to, these are some things I had to do. I had to invest in myself. So I didn't put price tags on me until I did a photo shoot and I saw I'm worth this much. I'm worth this much. I feel like I can deliver this. But if you're not, I mean, you, if you're doing selfies, how you know you can work with others? You know,
I know a chick that's out there who's always putting out selfies, right? And she's saying she's a baddest model. She ain't putting no professional stuff out here.
She's a restaurant model.
Saying
that's
she's
what
the
you
baddest
call
model in the game. And can't nobody with her. And all this other stuff. I was like, oh, what the heck? I'm sad to say, you know, I'm not going to put it on blast, but the person's on the dust spot. I don't friend y'all. I know I can't do it. It's not in my DNA. I don't understand it, but the thing is, it just doesn't make any. Well, it's not worth a certain rate, but you said you got a portfolio, and you saying you're a model, this and the other. You keep saying that so many times, and for a magazine feature, because if that makes you get cocky, I think that's lame. Your magazine feature is full of basic selfies, and you're proud of that. What the hell
and
is
see,
wrong?
And see, I don't know.
What the hell brought
the
magazine
selfies,
people that took in the first place?
And I don't know. Selfies. If you want some, and then for us magazines and stuff, you're not really going to find a lot of magazines that's actually paying you to be in the damn magazine. You ain't no Beyonce. You ain't no Gabrielle Union. You trying to get there, of course. And I'm not saying no nobody's dream, but at the same time, I'm not the chick that's going to sell nobody no false hope. I'm going to give it to you real. And you got to do the footwork. A lot of magazines, it's like, let me get in there for exposure. Once you, nobody's really going to even want to deal with you as far as events unless you have a nice size of following base. You will get some people who will work with you and let you host the event or whatnot. But in order to get a real a set, like a real event where money is real, nice money is involved, you're going to have a nice following base. How do you get a nice following base? By getting in some of these magazines, putting your social sites in some of these magazines, working with some artists that have a huge following base. Once you get your following base where it needs to be, because that's just, I don't know, that's so important. Some people, when I apply for magazines and stuff, they want to know, like, how many followers you have on Facebook, how many followers you have on this, and people are like, well, I'm not trying to just be an Instagram model, you know, a Facebook model, whatever it is, but you have to build that social base up, and if you can't, somebody say, give me your Instagram, and they're going to look at you as a model, and they don't see any professional pictures. Are you a model, or are you just the chick that likes to take pictures?
Well, it's okay to admit that you like to take pictures. Like, a lot of you don't realize. Just
exactly.
All right,
that's cool to like to take pictures. That's cool.
But don't be what I like to call, and shameless plug, I know I wrote an article in the magazine for social models. It's annoying. It's annoying for you to sit here and, like, you're the top. Yeah, you know, I pass by again, and you. Every time I see you, air all your stuff, you know, and you only want to. And every it's something different. Promoting, using pictures to promote yourself, and using pictures, and it's all you do is something on Facebook and Twitter, and not trying to eventually lead yourself to a point of, okay, let's take this, let's turn this into something else. How can I make use my stuff to the next step? Look at magazines, look at promotional modeling. How you go to the next step? If you still stuck at step one, then I don't know what to say. I mean, you're you ain't first, you're last. Yeah. And you're definitely in last place, nothing like that.
You feel me? And see, another important thing is when you're shooting, know what you're shooting for. If you shoot, don't just say, I'm going to do a random shoot. Unless you're comfortable where you're at. But, like, and this is stuff that I've learned from experience, because when I first started with my professional photos, I was, I'll do a photo shoot, and I'll want to upload it to my social sites. But what I didn't understand is if you're uploading to your social sites, nobody's going to really want to put it in their magazine. So you have to make the determination, like, what is this shoot for? Am I going to shoot? Am I going to think small-minded and worry about posting professionals? Now you do, but when you're building your portfolio, because I don't want to sound like I'm contradicting myself, you're going to have to invest. Now when you go to a photo shoot, you don't want to just, if you pan a photographer and he doesn't specify, look at me, from the get out again, and he doesn't specify, okay, for this, I'll shoot you for an hour, or I'll give you two looks or whatever the case may be. If he doesn't specify how many looks he wants you to have, take you three outfits at least and get you basically three shoots in. You don't have to schedule one outfit with one shoot. No, get as many outfits as you can. Get as many looks in as you can. That way you have, okay, I've done three shoots with three different looks. One is going to be for a magazine. One is going to be used for me to promote on a social site. One is going to be... Know what you're using those images for. Don't just say, I'm going to do photo shoots just strictly for social sites. No, because you want to get that exposure, meaning get in the magazine, get on some of these social sites for models and stuff, and network, take advantage of, you know, these social sites that they have available for models. Like, you know, they are Best Buy. You know, you can go on there and create your stuff and get the opportunity to network and upload professionals. But the selfies, if you want somebody to take you serious, you can't just be walking around with selfies. I'm sorry.
Or just keep circulating the same pictures over and over. And some people, they keep circulating the same pictures over and over for, you know, in different magazines. You know, it's one thing to submit, but if they end up accepting your submission to be in the magazine, then don't take that same picture and submit to another magazine. To me, that's why should they buy both magazines if you have the same exact picture in both of them?
Exactly. Because know what you're using your images for. And you want to work with a photographer who's not going to limit, who's like, I'll give, you know, A lot of photographers will tell you, I'll shoot you and give you three looks, you know. And if they say, I'll shoot you for an hour or two, then you could, you know, that means just do the best you can, get as many looks as you can, and have fun with it. But you want to always, anytime I shoot, my goal in mind is to shoot for magazines. That's my thing. So a lot of professional, I do find time to schedule photo shoots with, you know, photo shoots where I'm able to just use them strictly for my social sites. But most of the time I'm shooting for magazines and stuff. And I'm not saying that you don't post no selfies nowhere, but I'm just saying you don't want to say I'm a model and all you have is selfies, because that's not, you're not a model. You just
right.
have to take pictures.
Kind of everywhere. Because and here's the thing, too, a lot of people don't realize this, too. It's okay to put pictures from the same look that you might be using to put the magazine, because you can utilize that, but you have certain pictures that you use in the same look and same shoot that you don't. And because I'm even saying the same look, that's a lot of people going to say, well, I can't show people this new look. It's fine to let tease them, show them, hey, this is a picture. Hey, take this new picture from the shoot I just did. You tease them a little bit. Give them one picture. Bam. Then they got to get the magazine. They got other pictures from that same shoot in it. So now they love that freebie you gave them. Now they want to see some more from that shoot, some more and more. They got to get the magazine.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to throw it to the other end, and then at this, we're going to go to a quick song break so I can breathe a bit. now, as far as on the other side of the spectrum, as far as being the model, and you were saying that people are paying you and stuff, and for me, I'm just, and this is just me, people say what they hate, they want to say, I feel that, especially if somebody's been holding you down, and they've been rocking with you, and especially if they got quality work, I think that, you know, you don't owe anybody anything. But I'm sorry, I feel you owe them, you know, to offer them a chance to make money with you. They've been doing it for free with you. They've been doing a great job, so they're doing a great job of it. And why not offer them these chances first?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's only right, too, especially if they've really been rocking with you for the longest. But then a lot of times, and a lot of people aren't as successful, and I'm noticing they're not as successful as they can be, is because they simply, you know, they how do I say it? They pretty much are
step on toes.
That, and then I guess they become selfish. Like, once they see, say, for instance, I'm working with a photographer. And since I started working with this photographer, you've been getting a lot of clientele. You've been getting a lot of people contact you about working with them, about shooting them and stuff. But you get to the point where you're like, well, now I need you to start paying me, because you're starting feeling yourself. You see what I'm saying? And you haven't thought about, like, how did you get exposure? How did people start knowing about you? How did people start wanting to work with you? And you forget about, you know, the smaller people. So I think, you know, about the people who help you grow and go to the next level. And I think that you should always remain loyal. If you have people that you've been working with when you were, you know, I'm not going to say at the bottom, but, you know, before you made it to the next level, then those are the people who you want to try to keep around, because throughout this career, you're not going to find many people that's going to be willing to help you. But when you do find people that's willing to help you, you should return the favor and try to make sure you look out for them whenever you can, because, I mean, I think that's just only, I think that's only right. You look out for me, just saying, you scratch my back, I scratch yours. That's just all what it is. And, of course, people don't do anything to expect anything in return. But your country's got to bother you if you don't want to make sure this person is good when you're good. I don't know.
No, I just feel that, it's kind of like, for instance, if I mean, because the other point I was trying to make, so is on the other side of the spectrum of some of these people should, some of the people, like for instance, okay, I hate this. People that's already saying, well, man, it's going to pop off the club just every freaking time you see them. But did they tell, and then I look at them, and then they tell me they can't pay them all to be in their video or something like that, or pay somebody to support them for better to work for them. That pisses me the fuck off. That puts me on from 0 to 10 in a second. This is using an example. All right, and I'm using you as an example. Let's say, okay, and you've proven your worth over and over and over and over and over and over. You know, and I say, hey, I want you to come do this. I want you to come to this event for me. And I say, hey, I want you to show up, and that's it. And you mean to, and the thing is, especially when you're making a great amount of money from it, this person you support and you ask them to come. I think that you should show some kind of courtesy to that model who came out at least. This is what a lot of people don't understand. Even if you don't make a huge amount of money, at least show the model some love and at least pay for the gas money. It's a mad, like, for instance, when people come to these video shoots, I remember Tanya Terrell said that a lot of people always want to have cheap and say, well, are you prepared to a model? Sometimes it's not, you know what, the model would be happy to at least pay them for gas money for coming out there and saying, hey, I at least respect the fact you drove from where you was at and came here and supported the cause of what we're trying to get done. It's not a lot, but I want to show some kind of gratitude. Some people don't give you that stink nose face and say, yes, that's all you gonna get me. But some people gonna go, wow, this person is really at least trying to do something and at least saying, hey, I respect what you're doing and I want to try to build a good business relationship. A lot of people don't get it.
Yeah.
They just want you to come up free, and then they want you to keep doing this, be loyal to them, and do this while you're making money, and you're not sharing the wealth with them. They support you, share the wealth with them.
Yeah, you got a point. But, I mean, everybody have a different outlook. Me, I have certain, you know, like, my certain people that I work with, and like, it's not, you know, we got to understand, you know, understand, I can't be telling because I don't want people to try to come in my little circle and get in cool so they can be getting freebies and shit from me and stuff. So that's why I'm like, let me shut up.
We do read y'all behind you try. We do read y'all behind from a mile away, knowing when you trying to get in our circle just because you're trying to get a freebie. Or when you try to get in a circle, you really trying to mutually support each other, and it just a reciprocal of you doing that, you reap the rewards, the difference.
Yeah, but I think when you first starting out, you pretty much have to kind of be open, because you're learning the ropes, unless you sign up with an agency who's going to take care of all that for a year. Most of the time, even if you're signing with an agency, an agency is going to want professional photos too. So I think that when you're starting off as a model, you have to be open, and everything's not going to pay the big bucks because you're not at big buck status right now. Eventually, yeah, it'll pay off, but when you're starting off and stuff, you just kind of got to be thankful. It'll be some events that you might do where you're not getting paid, period. You know? I mean, me personally, I wouldn't do those type of events. I got to be getting paid something, whether it's, you know, cash, whether I'm able to pop bottles all night or something. I just can't. I've learned what I'm worth as I've been in the industry. So first starting off, yeah, it's like, I'll do stuff for free or whatnot. But now that I know what I'm capable of, I'm able to tell you I'm worth this because I'm able to show you a resume that can basically bag up what I'm saying. I can show you a portfolio that can bag up what I'm worth. So do it, you know, but you have to just be open. Like anybody who's just been there with me, been rocking with me and looking out with me from day one, I'm going to, you know, definitely try to look out for, like, if it's just the event that I'm having that they can get in free at, or, you know, just something. But if you start off like somebody, like, I didn't want you to come to host this event, and then when you get out of there, like, hey, let me give you some gas money, you should just be thankful because you really wasn't expecting to get a dime. So the fact that you got, you know, something as small as gas money, that should pretty much be, like, you should just be counting me a blessing instead of looking at it in a negative way.
Right, and I mean, it's just a BT. I really try to tell people a lot of things that I think is really nonsense. This really supportive models is really, like, for instance, one of my things that I just, this is my code of ethics. I can't see myself if I design the flyer, my dang self. It is my event. I cannot see myself putting a model that I do not support on my that I did not mutually support. In other words, she supports what I've got going on, and I support what she got going on. I cannot see myself putting them on my goddamn flyer. I just can't.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you put, you know, people, random flyer girls on there, to me, I just can't get, you know, she's not going to be at the event. I understand. Even if the person's not going to be at the event, and it's not necessarily a model to be hosting the event, or even if I put a random person on there, not a random person, it's a person. A lot of times I use Girls with Dust Baller and I/I Am So Divine because when you put the chicks on a flyer, what do people say? Ooh, who is that girl on the flyer?
Mm-hmm.
They end up keeping game on that. And then, so now you put, because now that flyer you have out is promoting that model. And I refuse,
yeah.
You know, a lot of people miss that boat.
And see, another thing with that, don't be just letting people use, my thing, don't let people use your, like, if somebody say, hey, I want to, you know, use your image for a flyer. If you not, don't get me wrong, because I have certain people that I rock with. So, I mean, if they, you know, if they need me, I'm there for them, image, whatever, I'm there. But, like, just, I don't have, you can't do free shit for everybody. That's my whole point. So, if
mm-hmm.
I say, you know, don't allow people to come back and say, yeah, because then how you going, you got bills to pay too. But you got to be, you know, figure out where it's going to benefit you and where it's not. That's my hope. And don't let guys talk about, well, can I use you? Because I've had a lot of guys who contacted me. They wanted to use me for, use images of me for a CD cover, or they wanted to use images of me for a flyer, and I wasn't going to be at the event. Don't allow people to use you in that way. If you're going to let them use you in that way, then make sure you can pay for this, because they're using your images that you paid for, or that you, you know, you had to work for. And basically, they're using it for, you know, self-gain, and you're not gaining anything because those CDs are going to sell. People are going to come to their club. So if you take on those type of events, that's the type of stuff you'd be like, well, yeah, I'll let you use my images, you know, but you know what kind of numbers we're talking about. Now, if this somebody I've been rocking with from the day one, then I'm like, cool, you know, I'll see, you know, you look out for me, I'll look out for you. But if you ain't just been rocking with them like that, make sure they ping you for that type of stuff, because you'll find a lot of people who try to get images that they can use for themselves, and what are you gaining? You know, you done just spent your money. What are you gaining out of the situation? So that's just when you started talking about, you know, clubs and stuff, that kind of made me think about that.
All right. We're going to go to a quick song break. Get over the song. We're going to chop it up some more. We have a little bit of show to go. So we'll be back right here on After the Dust Live, the Tea Marie Hour. You know how we do it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be back.
Yep.
We're going to go ahead and go into a track. Oh, man, who am I feeling? This is The Road, man, by Dirty Boy Quick. Let's get it.
Yeah. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life. This the road that I choose. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life. This the road that I choose. Straight up out the burrow, bitch, I'm high fucking strong. The world that I'm living in, I can't seem to do no wrong. I got some haters at my back and I say fuck them all. This bullshit all around, I'm in my own zone. Pass me a pint of flow till my eyes is all blurry. And it's the 88 way of life, I'm in no hurry. Standing by myself saying fuck it, got no worry. I'm a giant in this bitch, Pierre Paul, that's a true story. And you gon' need a terrorist plot just to reach me. And even if I fall, I stood taller than all of y'all. No matter how you look, nigga, years gotta fall. Hey, I'm motherfucking tower tall. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life. This the road that I choose. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life. This the road that I choose.
Trials and tribulations, man, I've been through it all. God fucking willing, man, I'm fitting to pass them all. The fuck if I won't do me till my glass is half empty. Double cup, getting low, feeling a little empty. Like a
battle with my life is squeezing blocks until they're empty. Clock bells ringing, all I'm hearing is the ding ding. I'm stuck in the days, how the fuck you think I'm feeling? I'm tired of you fuckers talking about life you're not living. And where the action at, show me quick before I pull it. Bang bang, two shots through your mouth for talking clueless. It ain't shit you can do, you know I fucking do this. And that's the type of shit because you know I'm fucking ruthless. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life, this the road that I choose. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life, this the road that I choose. Leave your body holy like motherfucking Moly. That's a Friday after next, Craig and Day they story. You feel some type of way, then approach me with some G shit. I'll play your dentist and collect all your truths, bitch. Truth, bitch. That vibe, I don't steal shit. Come around me talking and you get rocked with some quick shit. Got a bunch of niggas and they don't like no fuck shit. Bunch of fucking dogs, Mike Vick, we gon' rip shit. Ha, can your girl say I'm talented? E&T guarantee I'm a fucking bouncer. And shout out to my 88s, I'ma make sure it's fucking food on our dinner plate. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life, this the road that I choose. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life, this the road that I choose.
What's up, everybody? This is Entice Diamante, and I gotta let you know that every Monday night and every Wednesday night, you gotta come through the dust spot. That's right. Tune into Life After Dust with Taryn Lamond, Jaquisa Moore, and my boy, Ceddie J, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
All right, and we're back. Here we're back. Come Life After Dust Live, the best, one of the best hours of, you know, it makes it complete. You know, you got the one show, you get the first half, you get the second half. The second half of the Team Marie album, and we back. And now we got about 10 minutos, or 10 minutos is what we say all in Spanish. Oh. 10 minutos left. And, T, well, what other stuff have you got to share with people as far as being a savvy,
you know,
guy, as far as mentioned on the point too, that you got the pulses, which of course I'm going to be buying the Bible from you because I'm already putting my white space right
there
where I
want to. I'm getting on these things on pulses, but I've been selling them so good, like through my phone. I just been. But I'm working on. I'm getting my man Cloudy tomorrow, and so I'm gonna have all my posters stuff situated for the online portion because I'm not gonna study like do my groundwork. But I'm gonna still be signing them, and you know I'm gonna sign yours and all that. But about the modeling, and then what's crazy is you can even like go on some of these social sites, and you can find photographers who are willing to shoot you. They want to build their portfolio. So that's a great opportunity for you, for a model who's doing all these damn selfies to get them some professional pictures in. Find your photographer who's looking for a model to shoot and go get you a professional photo shoot. And there it is. You ain't even got to pay. But any model should be willing to invest in themselves because if you want good quality work, it's not going to be cheap. I thought like some photographers, they do PFP work. But when it comes down to, like, editing their images and putting those final touches to make it look magazine quality, they don't have those skills to do it. So I prefer, you know, if I want quality, and I want when people see me, I want them to see dollars, whether they give it. I want them to see dollars. So, I'll invest in myself. Because if I don't, shoot. I can't expect nobody else to do. Don't never expect, like, what is the saying, Seti? Don't never expect anyone to do something you won't do. So if you want to invest in yourself, why would you expect someone else to do it? Never do what you can't expect no one else to do.
Or the golden rule where they say treat people the other way you want to treat you the way you want to be treated. Treat yourself, you know, and literally that goes for as far as treat. You're grinding when you want your grind to be treated. If you don't take the grind and don't put certain stuff forth to make it happen, you can't get mad.
Yeah. You gotta invest in yourself. I ain't saying just spend your money, determine where you need to be spending your money like that. Your other two people you said earlier, determine on where you need to be spending your money and where you need to be spending your time. Because you don't always need to be spending money. Some things just require your time, but time is something you can't give back. So when you're giving away time that's not and pertaining to money, then you really need to think about that. My mind is always on money. I mean, I tell you, I sleep thinking about money. I have dreams about money. I have dreams about me and money talking, and I just can't. I wake up and can't remember that shit money said. But all I know is, you know, I dream about money and stuff. My mind on money 24/7, and I'm trying to figure out what time I can spend so I can get there and get it. Times that require, you know, late nights, early morning, but it's not all payback.
But a lot of people listen, and a lot of people are listening. Somebody say, "Well, I'm gonna say personal from personal experience." Yeah, I can see what she's saying. It's not like on the spectrum y'all thinking. Because some people, it's just not, they gotta make me a lot of money while I don't want to be involved with it. Like, it's really like.
No,
really,
you can't never forget where you came from because if you get that high and mighty, God will have to break you back down so you can remember where you was, and that don't feel good. So always, remain loyal to those who's loyal to you because. Throughout this little process, you're going to figure out, you're going to be able to determine the fake and the phony. But those you do have loyal, man, key, I try to hold on tight. My ass, I be holding on like a crab. You ain't going nowhere. Now let me stop.
Yeah, man, I was like, it's just crazy. Like, a lot of people don't realize that. And they want to. You know, and Queen of SDS, she says so much is one of her favorite things she says. Death before disloyalty.
Yeah, that is deep. Because
when I think that they think, oh my God, they're gonna come at me for killing me. Oh my God. No, this sometimes some people, y'all take stuff too literal. It's more so in a figurative sense. You're pretty much dead to people if you sit there and all people see you as this lower person. You're dead to them. You mean it to them. You're a figment of their imagination because now you're this lower person and people are going to beat that, and they're not going to want to do nothing with you because you've proven your disloyalty in that, and then that in that case. In
exactly.
It means it's death to you. Because everybody says and they think that it means there's a plane coming sometime soon. No, don't mean you're going to die, literally. It means you're going to die, some part of you is going to die because people are going to make sure of that because you continue to be disloyal and people are going to get that around. It's going to be, don't miss this person.
And always be honest. Honesty is so important in anything. I'm the type of female, if we network on a business, if we networking or whatnot, you can be honest with me. You like, if it's something you see me doing that you want to do, tell me. But I don't like for people to, like, don't go behind my back and try to get a gig that I'm getting, because that's like, and we supposed to be cool, because I'm pretty much cool with everybody until you give me a reason not to be cool with you. Then I'm just like, I'm the most funny acting bitch you'll ever meet. I'm just keeping it real. But I'm the cool bitch you'll ever meet.
I'm so sad. I get to really get you for about 30 minutes. I'm so sad.
What?
Yeah, so we'll be take two in that, because it's just so amazing to finally, you know, Not being on some bopper stuff, people, but it's like really when somebody you respect and you meet them for the first time, it's crazy, man. Like, you've been meeting with this person and they really understand you going through, y'all both in the same battle. It's just so refreshing to get that moment to finally meet that person. It's like, wow, you are a real person. You know, it's not saying that you weren't real, but it's just crazy to materialize that, oh my God. She's a real person. This is the person that who holds it down for me all the time. And, you know, it really became an intricate part of the show. You know, it was a part of, okay, oh, TV, let's do a show. Okay, so let's do a show. And you just more and more proven that, hey, that you start to take more and more ownership of it, and you start to prove, you know, it's not even no more even the fact that you're proven no more. It's pretty much a done deal that, hey, I'm part of the show, and I'm really as passionate about it as you are. And I'm trying to think, just the same way you trying to think every day how you can make it happen, I'm trying to think the same way we both running. It's not just, you know, we both tasked the baton to each other, running, we doing this relay race together. It don't feel like I'm just doing all the work, and I'm like, hey, you sit on the sideline,
yeah.
I'm going to run first, second, third, and fourth. You know, it's...
Because it does
so
say, it definitely, like I was saying at the beginning, whatever business, it does take a team. No one man can do it all alone. So a team teamwork makes the dream work. So that's why I say during your little process, you're gonna find those who you're not going to be able to work with on a regular, and you're going to find some that you're gonna work with on a regular basis, and the ones you can work with on a regular basis, those are what you want to talk to, you know, you want to look at as on your team. So you want to make sure, you know, your team is, you know, together, they ready, they can work. It's like, you can't do it all by yourself. Even a model. And now, if I can take me some professional selfies, professional with a Canon, not with my damn camera phone, with a Canon, then I could probably do it. Now, you could probably get you some nice headshots, but you still can't do it all by yourself. If you want nice images, it's going to take a photographer. You as a model and a photographer, you can't be the model and the photographer. So you can't have it alone. You know, you got to be able to willing to work with people, and you're going to find loyal people, and you're going to find disloyal people, and it's just a process. You can't dwell on those that's disloyal. You could just focus on the ones that's loyal. But, me, you just got to be just honesty and stuff. That's this big part. And then, yeah, to finish it up, y'all ladies, try to find y'all models, try to find your brand, whether it's hair, whether it's nail polish, whether it's lipstick. Find your brand, something that you want to identify. You know, you want people to identify with you and use that to your advantage, you know, create your brand or product.
And they were taking the first hour. Get somebody to get in and make a bit of a strategy. They'll just say, ooh, I want a lipstick line. And you don't plan a strategy how you want to do it right. And that was one of the reasons why, like, with Human Cannons, Human Cannons was coming out in July, and then it was coming out in August, and finally the first issue came out in September, because I wanted everything to the point. I could just throw a magazine out. And the strategy, another strategy would be is every issue. A lot of people don't realize that every issue should get look like you're doing better. Not like you're going backwards and doing the same exact things you were doing from day one. It's something about seeing this stuff.
You gotta have
and I think you want to stream. I'm like, y'all, you a year in, and your stuff looks like day one.
Yeah, you gotta have a plan. That's what anything you do, even throughout life, you have to have a plan. You have to set goals. You have to set expectations. You have to set realistic goals. You have to set huge goals, and then you set those realistic goals that you can take to achieve your huge goals. But you're going to have to put it on paper. Putting it on paper kind of helps you say it's real. I can touch it. I can feel it, so I can do it. So you got to have a strategy. You got to have a plan. Any successful person, trust me, they had a plan and an action. It wasn't like they just went and freestyled that shit. Nah, they had a plan. They can act like they didn't, but they had a plan, whether it was, you know, someone guiding them, a manager guiding them, showing them the way, or whether they did it from scratch where they had to, you know, create their own work plan. Even businesses have plans that they follow because there's levels to this. And like I said, you got your small ones, and then those small ones are going to lead up to you accomplishing your big ones. So you have to have a plan that's so important in life, period, too.
Mm-mm-mm.
Well,
that was a perfect way to close it. That was perfect.
Yeah.
That was on point. Because
that's what I'm trying to find me a brand that I want to stick with. Bethany kind of inspired me with her skinny girl drinks and stuff. So I'm trying to actually create me a brand, but I'm trying to do something more along with dealing with the healthiness. Like a health drink or something. That's what I'm trying to create. So, I mean, find your brand, create that brand, and, you know, a brand is so important. I can't stress that enough. Whether it's baking damn cupcakes, you know, have a brand. I'll be a model, the sexiest model baking cupcake. Sure.
Well, go ahead, if I don't have it, you can find you.
Look like our time is up, so let me let y'all know. Make sure y'all follow me on my Instagram, TMarie_the_model. Like me on Facebook, TMarie the model, and follow me on Twitter at TMarie_MOD. Yep. That's pretty much what I got up for today. Big ups, shout out to everybody who listened in. Thank you, Steady J, as well. Hope everybody has a safe holiday. Happy Thanksgiving. We will be back Wednesday. And I think that's y'all be giving y'all our broadcast and a link to my website for my posters. So be listening out for that. I'll probably broadcast it Wednesday. If you're following me, you'll see a link tomorrow.
All right. Y'all know if y'all missed any parts of the show, you can check it out at blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. That's CDDYJ. And then you can also go to iTunes, you type in Dust Spot Radio Network, DUSKSCOT. Net Radio Network. Search that in iTunes. You will find it. And there you can find all the shows. Subscribe to the podcast again. And this is your show over and 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 over again. And even shows you missed before, you can check it out there too. All right. So when we go on and out, reminding you everything you do, no matter how you're doing, remember, well, there's a J. Or there's a
T.
Oh, there's a
you.
There is a way. y'all tuned to the episode of Life at the Duck Flies from Lance and Team Marie Alba. Keep going on now, everybody. Peace.
Peace.